I'm Walt Lemon Jr., and you are listening to the exclusive home of the Windy City Wolves, SportsTownChicago.com.
Hello and welcome to a chilly Saturday evening here in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, as fans are pouring into the Sears Center Arena as we approach tip-off between the Capital City Go-Go and the Windy City Bulls as you are listening to SportsTownChicago.com. I'm Derek Tate alongside Ryan Fahey and Rob Hill with sideline reporters Trevor Foster and Darrell Rivera. Fahey, tonight's matchup features two teams in search of their seventh victory of the season as Cap City enters the Sears Center riding a two-game win streak, while the Bulls snapped their five-game losing streak at home last night against the Canton Charge with a 108-96 victory. What would you like to see the Bulls continue to do from last night's victory?
You know, if you could stay hot from behind the three-point line, you know, don't, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. This team shot 13-26 from downtown. That's a solid 50% if you're doing the math at home. Overall, they also shot 50% from the field. They were assisted on 24 of the 37 made field goals, and that big contribution because of that is because of the acquisition of Walt Lemon Jr. They have a true ball facilitator since Tal Ulis went down with an undisclosed injury. Walt Lemon Jr. was almost near a triple-double last night. 10 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists on 4 of 12 shooting. He walked 29 minutes in last night in only his second game with this Windy City team. He's not always going to be eye-popping on the box score, but he is a true component and brings a lot of good value for this Windy City team.
I look to see what Walt Lemon Jr. can build on the rapport that he's already kind of developed very quickly with Jakar Sampson, who had another big night last night. But when we flip the coin to the Cap City Go-Go, they're coming into the house with two-game win streak. And Jordan McRae has been absolutely red hot, averaging 26 points per game. And he's actually the third highest scorer in the NBA G League.
Yeah, that's not a surprise at all. You take a look at how he did against South Bay. It was a close one for Capital City on the road. But for McRae, 28 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 9 of 21 shooting. Wasn't the greatest from behind the three-point line. He was only 2 of 6 in 30 minutes of action. But this dude, you always want to look for number 52 for Capital City, because if he's got the ball, he can be deadly with it in all phases of the game.
Yeah, you mentioned that he can always be deadly. He was actually as deadly as you can get, dropping 44 points in the November 9th victory. The first matchup in the two teams' history here, as this is the inaugural season for the Capital City Go-Go. As we are now going to be nearing the national anthem here in the Sears Center Arena.
And one of the things for Capital City, real quick, Derek, before we do that, that was actually the very first franchise victory for Capital City, was when they hosted Windy City back on November 9th in that 117-108 victory that they had over the Bulls.
And we're going to go ahead and throw it over to the public address announcer for the national anthem.
Hi, it's the Windy City Bulls, one of the world's greatest fans, back to the Sears Center Arena for today's matchup, which features the Capital City Go-Go against your Windy City Bulls. We now ask you to please rise, gentlemen, and gentlemen, in your caps as we gather to America with the blood of our national anthem. Presenting the colors for tonight's game, please welcome the Hennepin Hawks boys basketball team. And here to perform the Stars Make It Better, please welcome a contestant from last week's Chicago Bulls Kid Talent Search, Liam Nelson.
Thank you.
Beautiful rendition of the national anthem here as we are now going to go ahead and jump into the starting lineups for the Capital City Go-Go. Their head coach, Jarrell Christian. The Capital City Go-Go are 6-6 on the season. Starting at guard is Chris Chioza from the University of Florida, a 6-foot guard who in the last game again in their win, 3 points, 5 rebounds.
Yeah, just to note on Chris Chioza, for those that may be thinking, I know that name. If you follow Big Ten Hoops, you know why? That's because he hit that buzzer beater for the Florida Gators a couple March Madnesses ago to get the Florida Gators into the Elite Eight over the Wisconsin Badgers.
That is correct. Also starting, as we already mentioned in the pregame show, starting at guard is 6'5", Jordan McCray from the University of Tennessee. He's an absolute beast, and the Bulls have to do the best to go ahead and contain Jordan McCray.
Yeah, second-round pick by the San Antonio Spurs. He spent some time also with the Cavs, Suns, and the Canton Charge, we just saw here last night. Dude averages 27 points a game here in the G League, over 46% shooting, 88% from the free throw line. I mean, he's a 6'5 guard, but I mean, he can play like a forward.
Absolutely. Now, in the front court for the Capital City Go-Go, at center from France, Daryl Poirier.
Yeah, Poirier is 6'10", 230-pound center. He's a big guy in the paint. He was the G League first-round pick for Capital City, and he is a near double-double machine. In 12 games so far, just under 9 points a game, 7 rebounds on 65% shooting. He's a big guy that can get easy shots in the paint.
Speaking of double-double, Akaro White, the forward, number 15 from Florida State, 13 points and 11 boards in their last victory.
Yeah, the 6'8 forward averaging 12 points a game so far, only through 5 games this season, but he's another guy that you really want to see match up with inside the paint. That may be a fun assignment for CJ Fair here tonight.
CJ Fair is going to draw that assignment. Now there's an actual last second addition here, the first round pick for the Washington Wizards, Troy Brown Jr.
Yeah, the 6'7 forward who is the NBA first round pick for the Washington Wizards. He was the 15th selection in this year's draft. He's seen some NBA action. It hasn't been the greatest of minutes, but he still has seen some time as the Windy City Bulls get introduced here. He's averaging just under 3 points a game with the Washington squad, 41% field goal shooter, 40% from three-point land. But this is a team as well we've talked about can make the free throw. He's 88% from the free throw line in his time with the Washington Wizards as he tries to carry that over here to Capital City tonight.
Absolutely. Now on the other side, the Windy City Bulls led by Charlie Henry. They are 6-12 on the season, getting the start at guard from Purdue, number 8, John Octius.
Yeah, and this is kind of a shuffle lineup. We mentioned no Raleigh Alkins tonight, now with the team. So we're going to see a little bit of how Charlie Henry wants to mix things up as you're losing one of your premier guys, one of your two-way players. John Octius has filled the void of the starting five before. He knows what it takes.
Last night, it was actually the leading scorer for the Windy City Bulls on the November 9th loss to this Go-Go team, and that's that's Farrakhan Hall that's going to be getting the start at number 17 from Memphis.
Yeah, they actually gave him a late scratcher, actually. They actually flipped it around a little bit. So at the forward spot, you're actually going to go with Sampson and Fair. So Hall was originally scheduled to get the start tonight, but of course, we'll see Hall coming off the bench. So then you've got Sampson and Fair at your forward spots, and we know what they bring to the table.
Absolutely. As we already mentioned, the last time these two teams met, Cap City topped off at 117-108. Jordan McCray, 44 points. Absolutely dominated. Devin Robinson actually had double-double, 16 points and 11 boards. He will not be active tonight.
Yeah, and that's kind of a relief for the Bulls. He averages just about 20 points a game here with the Capital City Go-Go, averaging over 9 rebounds a game as well here in Capital City, a 54% shooter. Not on the floor for Capital City tonight. You can kind of wipe the sweat off your forehead for Windy City. And then also starting, we've discussed this at length. We did it last night. I did it in the pregame show. Walt Lemon Jr., the 6'3 guard from locally here in Chicago, a product of Julian High School on the south side. This guy really changes how this team flows the ball offensively, and we can see it here two nights in a row now.
Yeah, I mean, he's led the team in assists both of his games with the Windy City Bulls. He had 12 in his first appearance, then 7 last night in their first victory, snapping a 4-game losing streak for the Windy City Bulls. They actually had 6 players in double figures and still lost by 9 on that November 9th game.
Yeah, and that's kind of an interesting telltale there where, mind you, in that November 9th game against Capital City, there was no Walt Lemon Jr. with this Windy City team. And that was also when Tyler Ulis, that was before the injury had occurred to him. So you, at the time, kind of replaced Lemon with Ulis, and we know what Tyler Ulis can bring to the table. Because for Ulis in that game, he had 17 points and 10 assists, so a double-double for him. But it was the Jordan McCray show that night, and there was nothing stopping him. 44 points, 12 rebounds on November 9th. You just hope it's limited to some action, because you know you're not going to fully stop him. It's a matter of how much can you tame number 52 in white here tonight.
Yeah, as we near tip-off here in Sears Center Arena, Fahey, anything that jumps to you for keys to victory for the Windy City Bulls?
You got to stop number 52 in white, Jordan McCray. Contain him to the best you can and keep this ball moving around the perimeter, because this team's shooting hot from three. Keep it going tonight.
Here's the opening tip, and that's going to be handled by the Windy City Go-Go, or the Capital City Go-Go. And here we are, 18 on the shot clock. Goes down immediately. That is number five on the shot. And that is...
That was actually Jordan McCray that got the shot there, and to no surprise, the shot went through.
Jordan McCray knocks it down as they take a 2-0 lead, 11:30 to start things off here. Bulls trailing by two to Capital City. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. over to Jakar Sampson with 10 on the shot clock. Dumps it off to Walt Lemon Jr. He's facing off against Choyaza. There he is. Cross over, chops it off to Sampson, and he's going to knock down his first shot of the night. That is going to be a two-pointer, foot on the line. We're tied at two.
That's scary, though, if Jakar Sampson can get the his rather outside game going, because then he can just be a big threat at the forward spot for Windy City.
And here is Choyaza. Score is tied at two. Capital City drops it off into the corner. Over to McCray. McCray working on Octius.
This is a big mismatch here.
Doubled immediately. Turn around Jay, and that one's just off the mark, and the rebound is handled by Jakar Sampson. Sampson brings it across midcourt. Mulder fires immediately for three. Yes, sir. Knocks it down, does Michael Mulder.
I think Michael Mulder must listen to me. Keep the three-point streak going.
He went 4 of 9 last night, did Michael Mulder. The Bulls lead 5-2 with 10:30 remaining here in the first quarter. And here's Brown Jr. He's going to go ahead and drop it down to number 16. And that's Daryl Poirier. Poirier working on Sampson. And there's going to be a foul on Jakar Sampson.
That's going to be an interesting battle we see here. The 6'10 center from France against Jakar Sampson. They've been matched up now twice and on respective sides of the floor here. Poirier was in the French Basketball League. He's over in the Federal Basketball League. He was the first-round G League draft pick for this Capital City Go-Go team, shooting so far 45% from the field this year.
Gioza on the pick-and-roll. Two-man game with Poirier. He drops it off. That one's a nice-looking pass to Carl White, who could not connect. Mulder on the rebound. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. Jr. going into the lane. Drops it back to Sampson for three. And that one's off the mark. Rebound handled by McCray. McCray's going to go ahead and bring it across midcourt. 5-2 is your score. Bulls on top with just under 10 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. Here's Poirier. Drops it over. That's a wide open three. And that one is missed by Choyaza.
That was a big defensive mistake, though, from Walt Lemon collapsing in on the paint like that when there are already two Windy City forwards there.
Walt Lemon, he's got an open jumper on the elbow, and he hits the front of the iron. No good. Handled by Poirier. And that's going to be Walt Brown Jr. He brings it across. Left-handed follow-up dunk. What a move there by Carl White.
Boy, that's scary.
Carl White brings the house down. 5-4, the Bulls lead with just 9:15 remaining in the opening quarter. Here's Walt Lemon Jr., top of the key, kicks it over to Mulder. Mulder puts the ball on the ground, into the lane, finishes with the right hand.
Nice smooth move there by against Troy Brown, who kind of was getting caught falling backwards at that one, going towards the baseline.
Gioza brings it across, 7-4, Bulls lead. Here is Carl White in the post working on C.J. Fair. That one is off the mark, but he gets his own miss. Great hustle from White. White falls away, and he misses another one. Rebound handled by Sampson.
These are some easy looks that the Go-Go have been getting. They've just not been able to fall here through the first three and some change.
Here's Jakar Sampson. Beautiful little runner. Finishes strong, and he'll have an opportunity for one more.
That's a key word that you just mentioned on your play-by-play description, strong. You need to be strong against this front court of Capital City, because this Capital City team is a top 10 rebounding team. They come into tonight averaging 33 rebounds a game. That is ninth in the G League as Sampson gets ready here for the end one.
Sampson, big night last night in the Windy City Bulls' victory over the Canton Charge as he knocks down the three-point play. Bulls lead 10-4 with 8:30 remaining in the opening quarter. Here's Brown Jr., drops it over. Back, Brown Jr. gets it right back and fires away for three. He knocks it down.
Yeah, he was 40% with the Washington Wizards in his 12 games from three-point land, and it's carrying over here to the Sears Center.
Bulls lead 10-7 with 8:18 remaining in the opening quarter. And here's Michael Mulder, who's got an early 5 points. He goes with the right hand. He can't finish. Rebound handled by Brown Jr. Brown working on Walt Lemon Jr. He's got Poirier, who's deep in the lane. He's stripped by John Octius, and he saves it. Nice save. Jakar Sampson brings it across half court. He's working on Chioza. He's now doubled. Spins to the left hand. Nice move from Sampson. No call. Poirier, a lot of contact. Chioza down the other end. McCray caught off on the foul line, or baseline. There's a foul on Octius.
What's concerning me a little bit, and we talked about this in depth in the pregame show, the transition game of Capital City and how quick it is going from defense to offense. I'm seeing right here with the body language of John Atkins. That's a little worrisome. He's already got his hands on his hips having to run quickly and transition like that going back on defense. And that's how Capital City can get you at your worst, though, with this transition game.
And here is the inbound to McCray. He's going to fire away for three. No good. Rebound, Walt Lemon Jr. He's outnumbered on the fast break. He's going to go ahead and back it out and reset as the Bulls lead 10-7.
But really quick there in transition. You already saw four white jerseys in the go-go come back as Lemon was trying to get a fast break.
Two-man game. Sampson with a nice behind-the-back pass. Kicks over to Mulder for three. Yes, sir. Second one for Michael Mulder. He's got an early 8 points.
There's a big strong song that's called I Got the Moves. And he just showed him right there, Jakar Sampson.
There we go. 13-7. Bulls on top of the go-go. Chioza has the ball working on Walt Lemon Jr. at the top of the key. Kicks it over, and that is a down three-pointer there from Troy Brown Jr. Bulls lead 13-10 with just under 7 minutes remaining here in the first period. Mulder back over to John Octius. Octius working on McCray. He's going to go ahead and go to the left hand off the iron, but he gets his own miss, kicks it back out to Mulder. Mulder over to C.J. Fair. That one's poked away from Poirier. Turnover, and here is the go-go on the fast break. Corralled, another offensive rebound and a tip from Akaro White.
A lot of contact inside the paint there, no foul. The coaching staff and Jarrell Christian, the head coach, was looking for a call, but he'll take 2 points either way.
Windy City Bulls, they got to keep the go-go off the glass. They lead 13-12. Here's Jakar Sampson. Little ISO ball, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound by Poirier. And here's Chioza across midcourt. 13-12, Bulls in the lead as Chioza goes to the right hand, and now the Go-Go have the lead. Go-Go lead 14-13 with 6 minutes, and now there is going to be an official timeout. So here we are, Sears Center Arena. You are listening to SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training and fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcasting and online media experience. I have watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and in Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
If you stream it, they will come on SportsTownChicago.com.
Welcome back to the Sears Center Arena here in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. You are listening to SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. I'm going to go ahead and throw it over to Trevor Foster.
Look, guys, Coach Henry wants them on offense. Keep pushing it with a smaller lineup. Defensively, he keeps screaming at them to get over the flare screen. Watch for that after the break. Thanks.
Thank you, Trevor. I'm here, Derek Tate, with Ryan Fahey and Rob Hill. Bulls trail by one, 14-13 to the Capital City Go-Go. What do you see so far, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm seeing a much better first quarter. I mean, you go back to what we saw last night against the Canton Charge, and that was not the way you want to start a basketball game. We're seeing the transition game for Windy City starting to try and keep up with Capital City, because we saw in a couple possessions before that timeout was taken, Walt Lemon Jr. was trying to create a two-on-one. And then three of the white jerseys swarmed back in on defense. Their transition game, I think so far, from what we've seen here at the Sears Center, is probably the best team that is coming to here with that kind of game that is not giving the Bulls those kind of opportunities.
We've also seen Akaro White already get on the offensive glass as Walt Lemon Jr. wastes no time going to the rack. C.J. Fair picks up his miss and finishes.
Yeah, this is a matchup I want to see tonight. Can C.J. Fair win the paint battle? Because he's going to have a Carl White on him all night.
Bulls lead 15-14 with just under 6 minutes remaining in the opening period. And here is into the lane, and that one's blocked by C.J. Fair. Beautiful job, and across midcourt goes Walt Lemon Jr. Jr. thinks about a three. With 15 left on the shot clock, 5 minutes and 30 seconds remaining. Bulls lead by one, 15-14. And there's going to be a three in the key. We're waiting to see who it is on.
And they got that one, I believe, on Devin Robinson, who just checked in off the timeout, one of the other two-way players for the go-go, and he is not pleased with the call. The 6'8 forward from Chesterfield, Virginia, Florida Gator product. He was a senior on that team that hit the buzzer beater over the Badgers, as I mentioned in our open, as Mulder misses the first free throw.
Yeah, Mulder.
I really hope I'm not offending, like, a lot of Wisconsin Badger fans listening in. I'm sorry, but it is a factoid.
A lot of Wisconsin Badger fans, and there's a
my bad.
Florida Gator and a Florida State Seminole in the starting lineup for the Capital City Go-Go. House divided. Here is Walt Lemon Jr. He tries to drop it down to Jakar Sampson. That's going to be McCray, who the foul is on, trying to break up the entry pass.
And your officials for tonight are Matt Myers, Ryan Sassano, and Jamel Spearman. 37-71 and 66 with the referee numbers respectively. And they gave me a nice thank you as well before the game as I hooked him up with the Wi-Fi here at the arena.
There you go. Just a man of all trades, are you, Ryan Fahey? Here's 7 on the shot clock. Walt Lemon Jr. working on Chioza. Kicks it over to John Octius with 4 on the shot clock. Drives. He's going to try to finish at the bucket. No good. He hit nothing. That is going to be a shot clock violation.
That looked like it may have grazed the right side of the rim there, but officials see otherwise. Because you kind of saw the body language. Everybody thinking, okay, well, it's going to be reset, but I guess it did not hit it there. May have just hit the backboard instead, rather.
It looked like it careened off the backboard and did not touch the rim. Unfortunately for the Windy City Bulls, they do hold on to a one-point lead, 15-14 with 5 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. Here is Robinson. He drops it off to Chioza. Chioza back to Robinson. Florida Gator to Florida Gator for the dunk.
Whoa. That is a ferocious dunk from Devin Robinson.
Robinson finishes at the rack with two hands. Go-Go lead 16-15. Over the Windy City Bulls, 13 on the shot clock. Here's C.J. Fair, puts the ball on the ground, working on Robinson, and finishes with the left hand.
And it's kind of scary that Devin Robinson coming off the bench here tonight. That's probably the worst six-man matchup you want to have if you're Windy City, but a good job there from Fair in the paint.
Here's Windy City now with a 17-16 lead, and ball is deflected out of bounds, and Go-Go retain possession.
As you got Joe Kilgore coming on, and he wasn't active last night due to injury, but he's back in the lineup here tonight, or I should say on the roster, and getting time in as John Octius comes out.
John Octius, the surprise start, is now on the bench. McCray goes straight up, can't finish at the rim. Rebound handled by Kilgore. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. coming across midcourt. He goes right to the rack, and that one is poked away from Chioza. You do like to see, they gave up so many easy points in a lot of their losses during that four-game losing streak to the Windy City Bulls. You see their hands are very active, and they're not giving up any easy buckets at the rim.
Yeah, they're not, and this is a team that even during that four-game losing streak that they snapped last night here, Derek, as Kilgore goes up for the shot, and he's going to make it. So welcome back, Joe Kilgore. Those kind of shots were not falling in that four-game streak, as it kind of goes right on cue to my point, but now that they're making them, now they got back to their winning ways last night, trying to carry it over here tonight.
Bulls lead 19-16. 15 on the shot clock. Chioza working on Walt Lemon Jr. right side. Foul line extended. He kicks it out over to Brown Jr. Brown Jr. is stripped by Joe Kilgore and handled by Sampson. Sampson, he's going to go all the way right into the body of the oncoming defender from the Go-Go. He converts. Bulls lead by 5.
Must be nice to have a 6'8" forward that can handle the ball as well as Jakar Sampson.
Run the break. 21-16. Bulls on top. And there's going to be a foul. That one's on Jakar Sampson trying to shut down McCray.
Let me finish Rob's point there on that one. Remember earlier as Farrakhan Hall now checks in for Jakar Sampson. Remember that behind-the-back pass that Sampson had earlier in the quarter?
I can't name too many 6'8" guys that can make behind-the-back passes, let alone, you know, 6'2" point guards that can do that. So, I mean, even more impressive for Sampson.
I would say our IMS guy, Timmy Helms, but he has no handles of any kind.
Speaking of which, we are now going to go to a timeout. Head coach Jarrell Christian has seen enough. You are listening to the Windy City Radio Network here on SportsTownChicago.com. Windy City Bulls on top, 21-16.
Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
If you stream it, they will come on SportsTownChicago.com.
Welcome back to the Sears Center Arena here in Hoffman Estates. You are listening to SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. Bulls on top, 21-16 over the Capital City Go-Go. I'm Derek Tate here with Ryan Fahey and Rob Hill. What do you see so far? I mean, we have a five-point lead with 3:35 remaining in the first quarter.
Yeah, they're holding off Capital City. They're trying to get on the run, but Windy City's been able to counter right back. And I think, you know, to Rob's point, when you have a Shakara Sampson out there that's been doing well in transition, I know he just came out for Farrakhan Hall, but Shakara Sampson having a great night so far that as we look at the Bosker, Sampson, 7 first quarter points, 2 rebounds on 3 of 6 shooting, 0 of 1 from downtown because he tried to go for a long ball, but nevertheless, his handles and his ball movement has been good here so far through one quarter.
Yeah, it's been absolutely flawless, especially since the fact that we've seen Walt Lemon Jr. struggle here in the early going for the Windy City Bulls.
Here's Chioza working on Lemon Jr. He drives and tries to kick it out. Pass is deflected by Joe Kilgore, and Go-Go will retain possession with 5 on the shot clock. Here in the early going for the Go-Go, leading scorer is Troy Brown Jr., and there's going to be a foul on the inbound pass.
As Ryan mentioned at the top of the broadcast, Troy Brown Jr. being the Washington Wizards' first round pick last year in the 2018 NBA draft, so he's going to be a huge guy to key in on here with the Capital City Go-Go going forward in this game.
There's Jordan McRae attempting a technical foul free throw attempt. He's going to go ahead and miss that. There will be 14 on the shot clock. Bulls still on top, 21-16.
Yeah, the foul there that they called on that inbound a moment ago was on Mulder. And it was his first personal. That's the team's fourth already.
Inbound goes to McRae. Kicks it over to Robinson. Robinson over to White. There's Chioza. Kicks it back over to Akaro. White. White. Hop step. No good on the jumper. Handled by Mulder. Bulls lead 21-16. Just over 3 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. Jr. over to Farrakhan Hall, who jumps into tonight's contest for the first time. Hall, no hesitation. He knocks down the long jumper. That one's for 3. Welcome to the game, Farrakhan Hall.
In the words of our guy, Jonathan, and oh, my brother, Farrakhan Hall.
8-point lead for the Windy City Bulls. Working on Farrakhan Hall is McRae. McRae knocks it down, but that is going to be a charge as C.J. Fair had his feet just outside the restricted area.
I'm going to look at the monitor, right, see if we can get a replay of that. I want to see if his foot were inside that restricted circle. Although, TV guy's trying to infiltrate my radio call. Now I'm going to get the replay I want. So McRae drives in. I don't know. Looked like Fair was set. I don't know about that one, guys.
Either way, it goes in favor of the Windy City Bulls. That's 2 early fouls on Jordan McRae.
Yeah, like you said, Derek, 2 early fouls on Jordan McRae, and that's been a huge part, not only the 2 fouls, but him only shooting 1 for 6 from the field so far. As you and I and Ryan touched on the pregame show, he's going to be a huge factor going forward for the Capital City Go-Go, and so far only held the 2 points.
8-point lead here for the Windy City Bulls. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. on the block. Little left-handed hook. Nice move.
The bank is open, and the deposit for 2 is successful at the transaction.
Bulls lead by 10, 2:24 remaining, 26-16 in favor of the Bulls. Entered the game, he has number 12, Kellen Dunham. He's actually the leading 3-point shooter in the G League. Here's Chioza working on Farrakhan Hall. The switch, he pops from the elbow. Jumper's no good. Akaro White boxed out. Very well done by Joe Kilgore. That's his second rebound here early. He brings it across half court. 10-point lead for the Bulls.
You can already feel the presence so far from the Windy City Bulls bench. Joe Kilgore and Farrakhan Hall already making their presence felt so far in this game.
Walt Lemon Jr. with 10 on the shot clock. Caught in the air, and that is deflected And Bulls retain possession.
Pass there went to Charlie Henry, who is not in uniform but in a suit.
I was waiting for him to fire away. He's wide open.
Open from the Midwest Rush Orthopedics lettering on the floor.
You got to swing the ball to the open man. Charlie Henry is preaching it. Here's 8 on the shot clock, inbounded to Kilgore. Kilgore is going to be fouled by Ty Kenley. And that is going to be on the floor. 2 team fouls thus far for Capital City. And they are going to call that on the floor. Shot clock will go back up to 14. 1:47. Bulls on top, 26-16.
Done on the former member of the Iowa Energy, now called the Iowa Wolves, a Butler product from Pendleton, Indiana.
Joe Kilgore goes up to the right hand, and that's going to be a foul on the Windy City Bulls.
Yeah, they're going to get that one on Farrakhan Hall. He had a bit of a right forearm shove there as the second chance he was trying to go up for it. Leaned in, trying to get the leverage on the, I think that was Tywan Kenley that was inside the paint there. He was trying to get leverage on. And now the bonus in effect here, so it's a free throws coming up, or I should say, I guess it was on Robinson, excuse me, that the foul favored for Capital City, so he's at the line shooting here.
Robinson can cut this back into a single-digit lead. Robinson misses the first, well short of the target. Farrakhan Hall, that's actually 5 team fouls now, so anything else will be in the bonus for the Capital City Go-Go.
Robinson, one of the two-way players, a former member also of the Westchester Knicks.
And Robinson knocks down the second one. 9-point lead for the Windy City Bulls, 26-17. Farrakhan Hall brings it across midcourt. Drops it off to Joe Kilgore. Kilgore right back to Farrakhan Hall. He kicks it over to Fair in the corner. Mulder for 3. Yes! Michael Mulder, 3 for 3 from downtown.
It is so good to see Michael Mulder getting that 3-point touch going, because that's what he was brought in for coming into the start of the season. Having lived up to that part of his expectations, now it seems to be coming back.
No hesitation. 11 points for Michael Mulder as the Bulls lead 29-17. 8 on the shot clock. Here's Dunham for 3. Yes, sir. And that's, well, you expect that from the former Butler product.
Yeah, and you also would expect that considering he is the leading G League 3-point shooter in terms of the percentage department.
29-20, Bulls on top. Here's Joe Kilgore with 14 on the shot clock. CJ Fair in the quarter working on Dunham. Puts the ball on the floor, and that one is rejected by Allen. Kicked out to Kilgore, 4 on the shot clock. He's got to get it up. And that one is knocked away, but a foul on Ty Kenley.
You got to love Joe Kilgore's aggression so far since he's come into the game. Bringing a lot of confidence and energy off the bench. Here in Farrakhan Hall have been a huge part of this Windy City Bulls run here as they're now leading 29-20 with a little over 40 seconds left here to go in the first.
Can't really be shocked that Joe Kilgore is going to try to get to the rack, being that he did win the 2018 College Slam Dunk Competition.
No.
Goes to really show to his athleticism.
Yeah. As Thomas Wilder now comes in for Walt Lemon Jr.
Thomas Wilder enters tonight's game. Actually, 8 points, 5 assists. He had a pretty nice game, but he was actually here 30 minutes after the game ended last night working on his game. So Joe Kilgore at the line for his second of 2 free throws, and he knocks down the second. Bulls lead 31-20 with 41 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Here's Chioza. Going to go ahead and bring it across midcourt. Bulls doing a fantastic job on defense. Here's Dunham. There is no hesitation. He fires for 3 just off the mark. In and out. Allen fighting for the rebound. Handled by Robinson. Another second chance opportunity. Jumper's no good. Robinson another offensive board. Allen with another offensive rebound. And finally handled by C.J. Fair. And the Windy City Bulls will hold on for the final possession.
That is called weathering the storm, and it's a little disappointing that Windy City made that a third and even 4 chance for Capital City, but nevertheless, they got the ball with 8 seconds.
Here's Thomas Wilder, 6 seconds on the shot clock, or on the remaining in the first quarter. He's got to get a shot up. Wilder goes to the bucket, and that one is rejected by Allen. 2/10 of a second left in the first quarter.
Got to be the quickest catch and shoot ever in G League history right here. Yeah,
either that or a tip.
I prefer an alley-oop in this situation, but let's see what happens.
Here's Wilder to inbound. Tries to drop it off to Farrakhan Hall. That one is tipped and out of bounds, and that'll be the end of the first quarter here at Sears Center Arena. The Windy City Bulls are on top. They lead 31-20 as you are listening to SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live. SportstownChicago.com.
Welcome back to the Sears Center Arena here in Hoffman Estates. You are listening to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. Bulls on top of the Capital City Go-Go, 31-20. I'm Derek Tate here with Ryan Fahey and Rob Hill. Fahey, it was a great first quarter for the Windy City Bulls. What did you like in particular from the Bulls?
It was smart shooting. I mean, 12 of 24 from the field. And the big thing, and Rob, I'll go to you on this one, 4 of 5 from downtown, 11 first quarter points from Michael Mulder. It is so good to see him shooting well.
Perfectly put there, Fahey. Like you said, like you mentioned at the top of the broadcast in the pregame show, are the Bulls going to be able to carry over from their 50% plus shooting that they had last night in their win over the Canton Charge? Well, they've certainly proved that in the first quarter, dropping 31 points, and Michael Mulder going 3 of 3 from beyond the arc.
You know, it's interesting. I know it's not going to say it in terms of how many points. Second chance points, 6-4 in favor of Windy City. Capital City has 7 chances, though, in the second chance category. Windy City only 2.
In that November 9th loss, they gave up 16 offensive rebounds to the Capital City Go-Go, and they're well on pace for that through one quarter, as there is a foul on Joe Kilgore, or against Joe Kilgore, as the Windy City Bulls will retain possession with 16 on the shot clock. 31-20, Windy City Bulls over the Capital City Go-Go. John Octius is inbounding. Kaiser Gates enters the game, who had a fantastic fourth quarter in last night's victory. Here's Thomas Wilder in the lane. Shot is good.
Yeah, you kind of saw the LaVoy Allen, number 24, who just checked in, kind of got caught in that two-on-one where it's like he's expecting that alley-oop instead of Farrakhan Hall, but Wilder had the easy floater.
Bulls on top, 33-20, and there's a turnover. Thomas Wilder with a steal. He's running the fast break, kicks it back to Farrakhan Hall for three. Yes, sir. Little quick 3-5-point run to start the second quarter.
Thomas Wilder has been a huge part of this Bulls bench all year long in last night's win against the Charge. Plus 20, plus minus last night. So he was huge last night, and it looks like he's going to be that way tonight as well.
Bad start here for the Capital City Go-Go. Kenley called for the offensive push-off. Bulls actually get possession now. They're up 16, 36-20.
And that's already his third personal.
That's quick three, as we're not even a minute into the second quarter. Kaiser Gates over to Farrakhan Hall. 17 on the shot clock for the Bulls with a 16-point lead. Here's Kilgore working on Allen. Goes into the lane. Little jump hook and gets the roll.
This kind of tells you what the rim has been like for Windy City here over the last 24 or so hours. The rim has just been their friend and letting the ball just dwindle on it.
A little bit of home cooking here for the Windy City Bulls, up 38-20 against the Capital City Go-Go. Here's Dunham going to the baseline, kicks it back out to the top of the key. Here's Robinson, drives, kicks to Dunham. Dunham thinks about a three. He's trapped in the corner, drops it back to Robinson. 2 on the shot clock. Robinson, pull-up jumper, no good. Allen with an offensive rebound. And a foul called on it appears to be...
I think they got that on Farrakhan Hall.
It is Farrakhan Hall.
You have to love the energy that the Windy City Bulls have come out and play with tonight, holding the Capital City Go-Go to just 20 points here through about the first 14 minutes of the game.
I like the active hands there from Farrakhan Hall, but sometimes it's one of those where you got your hand caught in the cookie jar moments.
Absolutely. Here is 38-20, Bulls on top. Here's a three from Robinson, no good. Allen almost swipes another offensive board, but it is now handled by Farrakhan Hall. He brings it across half court. Bulls on top, 38-20, with 10:15 remaining in the second period. Here's Kaiser Gates, drops it off to Thomas Wilder. Wilder working on Dunham, spins, looking to go to the fadeaway jumper. He actually drops it back, but too many steps there from Thomas Wilder. That's a turnover.
Just a quick update as well from the team we saw last night in the Canton Charge. You were wondering if they were going to be a little tired since they had the overnight bus ride back. They're leading by 10 at the half, 62-52 over the Greensboro Swarm.
Something in the water here on these back-to-backs as the Windy City Bulls actually won their last back-to-back contest in November 16th. That's when they actually had a three-game winning streak. 38-20, Robinson working on Kilgore on the right block. Goes up with the right hand, and that's going to be an offensive foul on Robinson.
Yeah, he got him there with the right arm as he was trying to go up for the shot, trying to create space in the paint. And that's his first personal, but he's okay with it as he's not walking back with much complaint.
A little bit of a mismatch there as Kilgore was trying to fight with Robinson to keep him off the block. A little too aggressive for the referee's liking. 38-20, Bulls on top of the go-go with just under 10 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Kilgore at the top of the key, kicks it over to Farrakhan Hall. Hall kicks it over to Wilder in the corner. Wilder, wild pass, and that's a turnover. That's two straight turnovers from Thomas Wilder.
And this is a team, Rob, that has always been very clean with the ball offensively, not really turning the ball over, and that's been some pretty bad back-to-back possessions offensively.
You know, Derek described it perfectly. I mean, Thomas Wilder having two very wild, you know, and uncharacteristic possessions for the Windy City Bulls.
A little bit of contact on the screen there. Howard is fouled. Looks like it's going to be going on. Is that Joe Kilgore? Regardless, the Capital City Go-Go will be taking it out on the outside, right sideline. Robinson over to Howard. Howard fires away for three. Yes, sir. That's a big bucket there for the Capital City Go-Go.
Capital City Go-Go now shooting 50% overall from three in this game. Hopefully that is a trend that does not continue for the Windy City Bulls.
That's Pishon Howard, 15-point lead for the Windy City Bulls, 38-23. Farrakhan Hall thinks about a three, puts the ball back on the ground, picks up his dribble with 10 seconds. He drops it off to Joe Kilgore. Kilgore looking to create with 6 seconds, turns it over. Here's Robinson on the fast break. He's working on Thomas Wilder. Euro step finish with the finger roll. And there's a whistle.
As Ryan mentioned just a little bit ago, and that is now the third consecutive turnover for the Bulls in their offensive end of the court, a trend that clearly that they do not want to end up in.
They called that a goaltending, by the way, on that possession for Capital City. Okay. So they got the 2 points, 38-25.
38-25, Bulls on top, 17 seconds on the shot clock. Wilder kicks it over to Kaiser Gates. Gates had 11 points last night in their victory, all 11 coming in the fourth quarter. Here is Wilder, two-man game with Farrakhan Hall. Hall thinks about the three, puts the ball on the ground, and a nice finish with the left hand.
Went from 0 to 100 in the speedometer real quick. Does Farrakhan Hall into the paint for two.
40-25, Bulls on top, 8:19 remaining in the first half. Here is Ty Kenley for three, no good. Allen keeps it alive. They're going to call a foul on the ground. They're calling that on the Windy City Bulls.
That's not Farrakhan Hall again. That's his third personal, so he's going to have to sit. And that means Jakar Sampson will come back in.
Quick three fouls on Farrakhan Hall. Jakar Sampson re-enters tonight's contest. He's got 7 points, along with two rebounds. Jakar Sampson's been absolutely fantastic ever since his return from injury, averaging over 20 points per game. 10 on the shot clock. Dunham tries to drop it off to Robinson. Allen handles the loose ball to Robinson. Robinson finishes. Reverse layup is good. 40-27, Bulls on top with just under 8 minutes remaining in the first half. Bulls had an 18-point lead. It has now been trimmed down to 13. Off of a couple turnovers, here is Kaiser Gates off the two-man game. Still red hot from downtown.
The top of the circle has been ever so friendly for the Windy City Bulls downtown. Now 86% from downtown tonight.
Great shooting, home cooking here for the Windy City Bulls. 43-27, Bulls on top. Allen working on Jakar Sampson. And they're going to call that one on Jakar Sampson.
It feels as though for the last couple of minutes or so, just every possession down in the Capital City Go-Go's end of the floor, the refs have stopped play consistently here. So a lot of fouls being called on that end of the court.
Unfortunately,
that's the third foul for Jakar Sampson. Farrakhan Hall just had to sit with foul trouble. So We're noticing a trend here with one of the downsides to Windy City, having to switch guys in and out rather more quickly than maybe Charlie Henry would like. So that's two of his big men at the forward spot with now three fouls. That's Farrakhan Hall and Shakar Sampson.
Forcing the Bulls to go a little bit smaller. Bulls lead 43-27 as Howard fires for three. That one goes in and out. And the rebound is corralled by C.J. Fair.
Yeah, Ryan, as you mentioned really quickly, that the Windy City Bulls cannot afford to get into foul trouble. As Igogo came in tonight with the third best field goal free throw percentage, I should say, in the G League.
C.J. Fair couldn't finish. That is handled by Howard on the rebound. Missed layup by the Capital City Go-Go. That's Ty Kenley who missed. C.J. Fair handles the rebound, kicks it over to midcourt to Kaiser Gates. 16 on the shot clock. Bulls lead 43-27. John Octius with 10 on the shot clock. Here's a timeout from Charlie Henry. He's seen enough, wants to think about it a little bit. Bulls still have a 16-point lead as you are listening to SportstownChicago.com. Bulls on top, 43-27. You're listening to the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training and fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcasting and online media experience. I have watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and in Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
Sports now Chicago.com.
Welcome back to the Sears Center Arena here in Hoffman Estates. Bulls on top of the Capital City Go-Go, 43-27, as you are listening to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. I'm Derek Tate here with Ryan Fahey and Rob Hill as we are taking a look at this beautiful evening here in Hoffman Estates. The Bulls trying to get their second straight win here at home. Rob, what do you see so far that the Bulls are doing right?
The biggest thing, and like you said, we've touched on in the pregame show, we touched on it during the broadcast a little bit so far, at red-hot 86% shooting from three-point land. I mean, just absolutely insane from what the Windy City Bulls are doing right now. Can I say they can keep it up? I would really like to say that. I highly doubt it, but let's see if they can continue this hot streak throughout the rest of the game.
And here's C.J. Fair wasting no time, kicks it over to a corner three for Joe Kilgore, and they stay red-hot.
In the red jerseys, mind you.
There you go. Joe Kilgore makes it a 19-point lead as the Windy City Go or the Capital City Go-Go get an easy bucket there from Kenley. 46-29, Bulls on top. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. from the elbow, pulls up for a jumper, no good. Rebound is handled by Troy Brown Jr. Kicks it over to Howard. Howard contacted by Walt Lemon Jr. It's going to be a foul on the Bulls.
Had the chance to talk to Walt a little bit before tonight's game, guys, and it's, you know, you wonder, you know, how would he find his role with this team? We know what he brings to the table, but sometimes you always got to try to find your role and how you're going to mesh with the other guys on this team. Interesting to hear how he kind of has that leadership role already, and he's only now playing in his third game with the team, and now how everybody already responds to what he does out on the floor as Pashawn Howard's at the line.
Howard's free throw is good. And you mentioned, how long do you think it generally takes, especially for a point guard, to really get integrated with his new teammates?
I would say it's a little quicker for the point guard than maybe a four, because they're the ones that have to run things over on the floor, and you kind of have to be that floor general. And guys are going to have to listen to in that aspect, and you're going to have to run the plays and work together and be in communication as Howard makes the second one, as Lemon brings it across the floor. But to your point, what he brings to the table, he was great with Fort Wayne. He's bringing his great talents here to Windy City. He's put on muscle as well from last season to this season, and he's done excellent with it as he gets the shot blocked there, and it's out of bounds.
And that one's going to go actually off of Lemon Jr.'s leg, and it's going to be a turnover as the Windy City Bulls are on top, 46-31. Good defense from Pashawn Howard.
Yeah, Ryan, that was an excellent point. Just going back on your Walt Lemon Jr. comments, I saw before tip-off, before yesterday's game against the Canton Shards, that Coach Henry and Lemon Jr. were exchanging a few words and gave each other a big bear hug before the tip-off. So clearly he's revered already in the Windy City Bulls clubhouse.
Feels like we haven't seen Jordan McRae in a while, and he's not bashful. He knocks down a jumper at the top of the key.
And there's the broadcaster's jinx from Derek Tate.
Yes, my apologies. Still learning the ropes here. 46-33, Bulls on top. 5:40 remaining in the first half. Here's Joe Kilgore with a little jump hook in the lane. Nice finish.
Excellent fake there on the fake bounce pass. Took the bounce pass back, kept it low to the floor, floated up a shot and made it.
Bulls lead 48-33, just under 5 minutes and 30 seconds remaining. And that's a big three there by Brown Jr.
It's weird enough because, I mean, now the Capital City Go-Go are shooting 45% from three, but 38% from the field. So their outside shooting has been red hot, just like the Windy City Bulls. But driving inside has been a really big issue for them so far.
Bulls lead 48-36, just over 5 minutes remaining as Kaiser Gates in the post. Fadeaway jumper is no good. Rebound handled by Brown Jr., and he brings it across midcourt. He's cut off by Joe Kilgore. Here's White. He's cut off. Two-man game with Howard. Howard drops it down to Akaro White. White tries to find the big man. That's going to be finished there by Daryl Poirier.
Poirier making his statement now, really, coming into this game. So far before that basket, he had no buckets on the night, 0 for 1 from the field. So does Poirier's first bucket as he tries to go for the and one at the free throw line.
Poirier, the rookie from France.
Poirier next season will be eligible for the 2019 NBA draft as he's going to try to impress many scouts here in the G League.
And here's Poirier to try to convert on the three-point play. Misses the free throw. Bulls lead by 10, 48-38. 4 minutes and 39 seconds remaining in the first half. Lemon kicks it over to Octius. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. Nice finish, driving to the right, finishes with the left hand.
Give me some butter with that roll, Walt Lemon. Beautiful drive to the hoop.
Brown Jr. stripped by Joe Kilgore. There's a steal from the Bulls.
And that's going to be a technical foul on... They're going to get that one on Troy Brown for the... He was complaining about a no-call on the other end of the floor as you kind of maybe heard through our other mic and Jarrell Christian was asking for a foul, but... Apparently, Brown was saying too much on the floor for the technical, and Windy City will have the free throw to shoot as Michael Mulder will come on in.
Mulder, who's got 11 points, re-enters the contest. He's 3-for-3 from distance. Had a lot of contact down there, but I feel like they've been getting some pretty fair whistles out of the go-go.
Although, if it's a technical, why are we not shooting a free throw here?
A little bit confusing, but...
Unless they rescind it, I don't know.
Bulls on top, 50-38. Walt Lemon Jr. running the two-man game with C.J. Fair. Drops it off to Octius. Octius has his shot rejected by Poirier. Clears it out.
Beautiful cut there from Octius, but unfortunately could not convert.
And there is going to be a charge drawn on McRae. And McRae, that's actually going to be his third personal foul. And that's one way to try to go ahead and get McRae off the court.
Looked over at our replay monitor, our right, for our guys Julio and Chris, and that was a clear charge.
Octius established himself just outside of the restricted area. Bulls on top by 12. Nice two-man game between Lemon Jr. and the cutting C.J. Fair, and he'll go to the line.
C.J. Fair setting the pick and roll for Walt Lemon Jr. at the top. A nice little dish down low, and Fair will head to the line here.
C.J. Fair in last night's win, 11 points, along with two blocks. From Syracuse, as he's attempting his first free throw here, and he knocks it down. Bulls on top, 51-38.
We got some other G League scores here, guys. It feels like either they're always on one side of a beatdown or another. The Austin Spurs lead by 20 over the Iowa Wolves, 57-37. The Fort Wayne Mad Ants lead the Oklahoma City Blue, 50-33 on the road, and the Westchester Knicks lead the Grand Rapids Drive, 95-90 in the fourth as C.J. Fair makes the second free throw.
Bulls on top, 52-38, just under the four-minute mark. Here in the Sears Center Arena, Hoffman Estates. And here's McRae with three fouls. Strong finish from Jordan McRae.
It's funny, he's not letting the three fouls get to him. He's still being aggressive with the ball in his hands.
52-40, Bulls on top. Kaiser Gates working on the block against Howard. Kicks it over, Mulder, no hesitation for three. That one hits the front iron. That's the first miss from downtown for Michael Mulder. Howard brings it across midcourt, and there's a foul called on John Octius. Poirier established position on the fast break.
Now, that would be the fifth foul on the Windy City Bulls, so every foul after this now will be in the bonus for the Capital City Go-Go.
And we mentioned about getting back in transition. We haven't seen a ton of offense on the fast break for the Windy City Bulls. Got to get back on defense. You can't allow Poirier to get that matchup against Octius.
That's going to be a huge thing looking forward for the rest of this game. And now, as you can see, as a lot of the Go-Go starters are now back into this game. And as though Ryan mentioned, with McCray having three fouls on the night, it's going to be interesting to see here how aggressive McCray is going to look going forward.
And here's Poirier. He knocks down both free throws. Bulls lead 52-42. I believe Ryan Fahey just saw his dog up on the big screen.
Two nights in a row. Shout out to the guys up in the control room.
Octius kicks it over to Walt Lemon Jr., who kicks it down to C.J. Fair, working on the block against Poirier. Nice hop step and gets a nice left-handed finish at the rack.
Beautiful move down to the paint from C.J. Fair. That's something that you like to see, a little iso ball action there, and the Windy City Bulls extend their lead to 12.
54-42, Bulls on top. Brown Jr. with 14 on the shot clock. Step back, jumper, no good. Rebound by Octius. Octius running the break. Even numbers, kicks it over to Kaiser Gates. No hesitation for three, and that one is off the mark. Rebound handled by Jordan McCray.
Something that you're starting to see a lot here with the Bulls is you're going to see whoever rebounds the ball on their end of the floor. That time it was Kaiser Gates pulling up for a three in transition.
And a nice feed there from McCray over to Poirier. Big man to big man. 54-44, Bulls on top. Just over 2 minutes remaining here in the first half. Here's Mulder working on Brown Jr. C.J. Fair wide open at the top of the key. In and out. Can't get that three to fall.
Bulls are starting to fall a little ice cold here. Late in the second quarter, these threes are not starting to go their way here.
Need the Bulls. The Bulls really need to finish strong here at the end of the first half. McCray fires for three. No good. Rebound handled by C.J. Fair. Lemon brings it across midcourt. Lemon fires it over to Octius in the right corner. Swings it back out. Over to Gates at the top of the key. 13 on the shot clock. Mulder under the screen, fires for three, and he knocks down his fourth three of the night.
Mulder's confidence in his shot is certainly showing, as he is now 4-for-5 in Fuego from deep.
And Rob Hill said they were going cold.
A little premature there, Rob. No, 57-44. Bulls on top. Minute 27 remaining as Brown Jr. goes at Kaiser Gates and finishes with the left
hand.
That
is a strong move there from Troy Brown on fair. That was good defense, just better offense, and a nice spin move in the paint to the left side.
Bulls lead 57-46, 1:10 remaining. Here's Gates for another three. Yes, sir, Kaiser Gates.
And now my Nostradamus prediction of the Windy City Bulls being cold from three-point land is slowly starting to evaporate here as the Bulls have connected on back-to-back threes.
Bulls with a 14-point lead with 55 seconds remaining. Here's McCray trying to create some offense on John Octius. Great defense there from Octius. Here's Howard with 8 on the shot clock. Right at the top of the key. Steps into a three-pointer. No good. Rebound handled by Lemon Jr.
Three-point contest continues here. The Capital City Go-Go are not taking advantage here of their three-point opportunities, unlike the Bulls.
Octius in the corner on Akaro White. Akaro White, great defense, and he's going to go ahead and run the break himself. Brings it past midcourt over to Brown Jr. Down the baseline. No good. Kaiser Gates with the rebound. With 23 seconds, there's a one-second difference between the game clock and shot clock.
It's going to be interesting to see here what the Bulls decide to do here before we go into halftime with, like you said, a one-second with game clock compared to shot clock time left.
Aaron Schellen's going to love his thoughts on the halftime show for the Michael Mulder three-point show.
Here's Walt Lemon Jr., 6 seconds, kicks it out. C.J. Fair thinks about a three, steps into a jumper. No, he kicks it over. Mulder for three, yes, sir, at the buzzer. Michael Mulder with his fifth three-pointer. What a way to end the first half, Rob.
Michael Mulder, keep eating out their buddy. 5-for-6 from the first half, and that brings a game-high lead for the Windy City Bulls going into the half.
They're actually going to go ahead and say that there is 0.5 left on the clock, Faye.
A little premature.
Yeah,
there.
A little. And the kids actually have to get off the court as they're going to be a halftime performance. But didn't I say why not have the Michael Mulder show finish us off? And it almost technically did, but 0.3 seconds, doesn't matter.
Right on cue, C.J. Fair passed up an open jumper at the elbow, kicks it over to Mulder in the corner. And this team is red hot from downtown, and that'll be the end of the first half here. The Windy City Bulls continue their hot shooting carried in from last night into tonight, putting up 63 points in the first half as they lead 63-46 over the Capital City Go-Go. Stay tuned for the halftime show with Ryan Fahey, Aaron Schelling, and Fidel Dominguez as you are listening to SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.